Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar. AM 950 right. And 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the Sports Bar, getting ready for meaningful football this weekend. Week one, the Bills and the Jets, a name we're all familiar with, the voice of the New York Jets, Bob Wischusen. Good with his time and joining us now in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bob, how you been?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Bob, I hope that this is one chapter in the beginning of many here in this, you would hope, rivalry between Sam Darnold and Josh Allen. And I guess, you know, how has Darnold fared this preseason, would you say?
He's been great. You know, I mean, I've said since the day they drafted him that he's everything that you want the face of your organization to be. And he's done nothing to dissuade, I think, anybody from thinking that he's not going to be their starting quarterback for, I mean, 10, 12 years. I think he's one of those guys that is really, you know, barring injuries, which, you know, you can never predict. But if he stays healthy, I think he's going to be a star. I mean, I think he's going to be really, really good and have a good long career.
And, Bob, you know, you mentioned how he's progressed through his, you know, first season and through training camp this year. These guys are friends, Allen and Darnold. I mean, you know, we talk about the potential of having a nice, long-lasting rivalry that's also a friendship that can go for years and years. I mean, you know, do you see when you're observing Josh Allen, do you see similar traits? You know, I personally believe that Darnold has a smidge more talent than Allen, which is, you know, commensurate to where he was picked in the draft. But what are your thoughts on the Bills starting quarterback in his second year?
I haven't seen him nearly as much, but the times that I have seen him, all of the raw ability is there. I mean, he's a freak athlete and has freak arm strength. You know, his running ability changed games for them last year. But I think Sam is a few notches ahead right now, just in terms of the sophistication of playing the position. I think Sam Darnold has shown a lot to the Jet coaching staff, and particularly now the new head coach, who's, you know, all about offense, all about coaching quarterbacks, all about play design, that he can handle a lot of information. And he can see it, and he's thrown it with anticipation. And, not that Josh Allen's not going to get there, but I would say he probably is a notch or two behind in terms of that. But I agree. I mean, you know, when you draft these guys where they were drafted, you're telling everyone that, you know, the respective organizations are going to stick with these guys for a long time. So Josh Allen's going to have several seasons to learn how to play NFL quarterback as well.
Bob Wischusen will have the call for the New York Jets radio network as the Jets taking on the Bills coming up Sunday at MetLife Stadium. We're all curious about Le'Veon Bell because we didn't see him at all in the preseason. So, Bob, what's your best guess? I mean, is it all systems go, or is this going to be the Adam Gase where I'm going to rotate running backs and, you know, make sure that Bell kind of is eased in? How do you think this plays out?
Well, I think it's all systems go. I mean, I think he will be the primary guy from the first snap on Sunday. And if he doesn't have at least 20, maybe 25 touches, I'd be surprised. And I think he'll carry it 18 to 20 times. I think they'll throw it to him a bunch. Le'Veon Bell's already had that conversation with Adam Gase, which is, don't hold me back. Don't think I need to be on some pitch count. Now, a lot of it's game dependent. I mean, I think that they are, and the reason they didn't play him at all in the preseason is they're more than, you know, aware that running backs have only so much tread on the tire. And, you know, you don't want to use up touches when it's unnecessary. But I don't think this is going to be one of those, let's let him touch it 12 or 15 times and ease him into the season. No, I think Le'Veon Bell is going to have a huge role in their offense on Sunday.
Bob, you mentioned Adam Gase, and certainly the way he was introduced to Jets media and Jets fans was bizarre, I guess. His behavior was a little bit bizarre. I'm curious as to how you think Adam Gase has been perceived so far. You know, what kind of a job has he done since taking over? I mean, we know about all of the drama that went with, you know, a new GM coming in as well. Everything that's gone on with Gase since he's taken over with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, all that, you know, the weird, you know, memes that they came up with from the initial press conference, that's all gone. Like, nobody's talked about that in months, for the most part here. It's been about his impact on Sam Darnold, I think, and his impact on the offense and how imaginative they think it can be when, you know, they finally start playing games for real, which, thank God, happened Sunday. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a really good marriage between coach and quarterback here, and I also think it'll be a really good marriage between coach and general manager, because I think, Joe Douglas and Adam have known each other for a long time. Both have a lot of the same coaching and GM DNA in their careers. And I think they both have a very similar philosophy on how to build a team and how the organization needs to be run. So, this is probably about as much synergy as I've seen in about the last 8 or 10 years between coach and GM with this organization.
Bob, you can imagine the sports talk up here, where if we're looking for reasons for the Bills to win this game, if the Bills have two speedsters, one Foster coming back, the other coming over from the Ravens and John Brown, and a quarterback that can throw the ball deep, and everybody looks at the Jets secondary right now, is the Jets secondary that banged up, or are we making too much of that, would you say?
No, they're not banged up. They're just not real good. I mean, this is proven. Tremaine Johnson, who was their big free agent signing last year, had a terrible year. He's a $70 million player, and he was awful last year. Darrell Roberts is their other corner, starting corner. He's never been a starting corner before. The Falcons let Brian Poole walk in a league where you don't let corners walk if, you know, everybody needs them, and they let him walk, and now he's the Jets' starting nickel. And the drop-off behind those three guys, if any of them were to get hurt, is massive. So I'll be really fascinated to see how Greg Williams calls the game on Sunday, because that's real. You know, like the Jets' thin secondary, being thin at the corners, is absolutely real. And Greg Williams' DNA is blitz. Send numbers after the quarterback, attack the quarterback, bring 6 and 7 guys, play bump and run man-to-man coverage, and hope the coverage holds up, and hope the blitzers get there and hit the quarterback and make big plays. And if he does that, and these corners don't hold up against the speed of the Bills, or he does that and these corners don't hold up against the speed they'll see on any team in the NFL each week, they could give up huge plays.
Bob, one of the guys that's new to the team, drafted this year, Quinnen Williams. I mean, we love the player coming in. Curious, listed as number 2 on the Jets' depth chart. Do we read anything into that? How much of Quinnen Williams are we going to see on Sunday?
You'll see a lot of Quinnen Williams. I mean, I think they'll rotate their D-line guys, because that's probably maybe their deepest position group. And you'll probably see them play not only 3-4, but also 4-3, just to get their best 7 on the field at times. But you'll see him a lot. I mean, they didn't draft him to sit him. They drafted him 3rd overall to play him a ton. And he has, you know, he has a very rare blend of athleticism for his size, where he should be able to play inside, he should be able to play outside in the 3-4, in the 4-3. He should play plenty on Sunday, I would think, and every week.
Bills and Jets will have the coverage coming up 9 a.m. on Sunday. Bob Wischusen, who's calling the game on the Jets side, is our guest. Bob, for our annual visit here every year, I feel like I ask you this question, or a variation of this question. If there's one thing these two fan bases can share in common, it's looking up to the team that's owned this division. Bob, is this the year? Can we at least fantasize about that? Your thoughts on New England, the division overall here?
You can always fantasize, but until somebody proves it, and until Tom Brady's not Tom Brady, then I don't know how anybody would ever actually believe it's going to come true. You know, it seems like we've kind of gone now to the point of, you know, someday Tom Brady's going to have to retire. The only undefeated guy in the NFL is Father Time. Sooner or later, he's not going to be Tom Brady anymore. But Last year they were the Super Bowl. Why would I not think he's going to be Tom Brady again this year? Now, I think Gronk being gone permanently, and it certainly seems like that's probably the way it's going to play out, is going to have a significant impact. But they always seem to find answers. They always seem to find guys. So, I think they won't win 12 when they don't win 12. And that is just going to be, we'll see it when, you know, we'll believe it when we see it.
Right. Bob, I want to look a little bit closer at the Jets' schedule with you. And if you look at it here, the first part of the schedule for the Jets, they need this game against Buffalo. They've got some tough opponents with the Browns, the Pats, Philly, you know, home against Dallas, all coming up here over the course of the next few weeks. Jacksonville is in there, you know, tough defense there. What do you see for the Jets in 2019? You know, obviously they need this game on Sunday to get at least something before they get to this tough stretch of their schedule. Overall, what's your prediction for the Jets in 2019?
Yeah, no, I said that the other day, that I think that from a Jets perspective, this opener is as important as any opener is to any team in the NFL. Because, you know, you lose this one, and then you've got Cleveland, who has Super Bowl aspirations, coming in on Monday night. And then the games against the Eagles and the Patriots are both on the road. So you lose this one, most will be predicting that you start the season 0-4 and that your season's over before you even have a chance to get out of September, basically. So this game is, I mean, you would never call the first of 16 a must-win, but this is as close as you're going to get to it for their hopes of being a playoff team this season, certainly. So I've said all along, I think the odds makers, depending on which one you look at, have put the Jets at a 500 team. All of the over-unders have been somewhere in the 7.5 to 8 range for them. And I think that's probably right. I think that's fair, because if you look at the top line of the Jets depth chart on both sides of the ball, they're good enough to win 11 games. I mean, the top line of their depth chart is the top line of a playoff team's depth chart. The problem is, if anybody gets hurt, because the drop-off in talent, pretty much anywhere on their depth chart, from the starters to the backups, is significant. So, and every team in the NFL at some point gets an injury. So I think they would have to stay almost freakishly healthy to be able to win 10 or 11 games and be a playoff team. Now, I also don't think that everybody's going to get hurt. I mean, if they had freakish number of injuries, they could win 5. And they would see no improvement from last year to this year. The truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. If they have the normal number of NFL injuries, but they also have better players on their defensive front seven, they've got Le'Veon Bell. They didn't have a difference maker like him last season. Sam Darnold's in his second year, not his first. He should be a different quarterback. You add all of that up, then they'll probably be about 500. I think they'll improve. But I'm not expecting that they're going to make a jump from 4 or 5 wins to 11 wins this year. I'm not expecting that, because I think that any team in the NFL has to expect some pretty, you know, important players to miss some time, because everybody has injuries. And if they have some, they're just not equipped to make up for those injuries with their second line players.
Bob Wischusen, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Bob, you know this league. I mean, it's week one, always hard to gauge week one, and this game, quite frankly, can go either way, of course. If it is going to go Buffalo's way, if the Buffalo Bills were going to win this game, how would that play out, would you say?
Well, I mean, it always seems to come down to turnovers. You know, which of these two quarterbacks, you know, only in game, you know, the first game of year two, maybe makes a big mistake in a big spot, and, you know, that Buffalo defense is real. Their secondary is really good. So can either team pressure the quarterback into making some mistakes and turning it over? But I think that from a Jets standpoint, the one thing I'm expecting them to do is to stop the run. I do think that they will be able to put the Bills in some third and long situations, because if there's one, I think, predictable strength about this team, it's going to be their run defense. They're going to be hard to run on. So I would expect the Bills to try and counter that by throwing on some early downs. And if you can get the Jets into some spots where they have to blitz, there are some big plays there to be made over the top against the Jets secondary. I don't think there's any question. So to me, that would be the Bills' game plan. And for the Jets, they're going to want to get the ball into Le'Veon Bell's hand. I mean, I think he's going to have to be the tone setter. He should create mismatches for their wide receivers. He should create mismatches for their other guys offensively, just by the virtue of his presence. And if Sam Darnold makes the right decisions, gets it to Bell when the defensive numbers suggest he can make a play, or recognizes that they're going to be rolling some numbers to stop Le'Veon Bell and realizing when it's time to check to some plays where he gets it to his other guys and he makes the right decisions at the right times, I think the Jets are going to be a tough offense to stop, and they should score some points. So, you know, if the quarterbacks play clean, this will be a really interesting game, I think, with 5 or 6 minutes to go.
Hey, Bob, bottom line it for us then. What do you see as the outcome of Sunday? Give us your prediction for the game.
Well, I mean, at home, I think the Jets are probably the better team. You know, I do think that this is one of those games where between the two, I would pick the home team because I think they're pretty dead even. So if this game were in Orchard Park, I'd probably pick the Bills. Because it's at the Meadowlands, I'll pick the Jets. So, but I think it'll be close. So, you know, I think this you're probably looking at 27-23 Jets or, you know, 24-20, something like that. I mean, I think the number will probably be close. I think the Jets are a field goal favorite. It should hover around that number, and I think be a competitive game all the way through.
Bob, love your work ethic. We should tell folks you're doing this interview from Columbus, where tomorrow you're calling Ohio State Cincinnati, the Buckeyes, the Bearcats. Cincinnati doesn't have a chance in this game, or do they? How give us a quick thought on the game you're going to call tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got a puncher's chance. Cincinnati's one of those teams that they're not sexy. They're an American conference team, so it's not like anybody's really paying attention to them. Unless all of a sudden they're undefeated with 2 weeks to go in the season, and then they're complaining about not being in the playoff like UCF was last year. You know, they're not ranked, but they are filled with a bunch of Ohio kids who are angry that they didn't get recruited by Ohio State. They are physical. Last year they played UCLA in their opener and basically shoved UCLA all around the Rose Bowl and won on the road. And this year, they put up 415 yards to UCLA's 220 yards. They played in the opener again and shoved UCLA all over the field again. So, you know, they're an interesting team. Can they hold up against the front seven for Ohio State that, again, has like five legit NFL dudes in their front seven? I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to be able to run the ball and get the heat off their quarterback a bit to open up some play action down the field. Running against the Ohio State front seven will be a neat trick if they can pull it off. But if they play clean and they don't turn it over, then I think they probably have a puncher's chance to at least be in the game in the second half.
Bob, great stuff. Really appreciate you carving out some time. We know how busy you are. Have a great call this weekend, not just in Ohio, but of course Sunday there in the Meadowlands as well.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bob Wischusen, voice of the New York Jets. Love him. And again, calling the game tomorrow, that is going to be Ohio State and Cincinnati. That's actually on ABC. So if you're watching the Orange tomorrow, that's a noon kickoff. Ohio State also a noon kickoff. Yeah, college football's back.
Yeah, tomorrow. Listen, man, I would love to be able to plop down tomorrow. Tomorrow I've got a soccer match for my daughter in the morning. I've got a golf match for my daughter at night. I'll be watching sports.
You'll be listening to St. John Fisher Buffalo State tomorrow.
I'll be listening to St. John Fisher in between. Yeah, Gene, my Saturday is already sketched out. Sunday, forget it. I mean, Sunday, got to get a mow in. I would say mow it like between 10 and noon, prime mowing time on Sunday. Get all the yard work done and out of the way. Be ready to go by 12:30, 1 o'clock. Plop down, and I'm not moving.
You're watching Penn State UB tomorrow night.
My daughter's got a golf match. I'm not watching that. I won't be
home.
What
time's the golf match end?
When it gets dark. I live in East Hilton, and I've got to drive all the way to Victor for
a
golf match.
It's like a four-hour drive from Victor to Hilton. Yeah,
it's
so
a track.
I'm like, get out of here. You'll be home by 8 o'clock.
We'll see. And by the way, why do I want to watch Penn State? I mean, is that going to be entertaining? What's the final of that game?
Well, okay.
Make a prediction.
I'll say this. How about this for a bold prediction? Cincinnati will be closer to Ohio State than UB to Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, careful out there on that limb, Gene. NFL appetizers next. We serve up today's top stories in bite-sized form. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Something we heard yesterday came to fruition. A new deal for Tyreek Hill. We'll give you the details on the Chiefs wide receiver. News from Philadelphia. The latest on Antonio Brown, if you haven't heard. And, yeah, about last night. Those stories and more.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.